Alison Hernandez here, and I'm at the Priority and Resources panel meeting at the Riviera Centre today, where we've been discussing the learning disability cuts to some of the funding that's happening there. I'm with Spot, speaking out in Torbay, I have to say, and they do speak out. We see you at meetings before, but just quickly introduce yourself. I'll just go round. What's your name?
Ian.
I'm Dot.
Caroline.
My name's Robin.
Hello, Robin.
Susan.
John. Hello. John. Hello, and I've met some of you before, seen you out and about. So what were you doing here today then, Caroline, at this meeting? What were you here for?
Asking questions and that.
Who were you asking questions of here?
For Spot.
For Spot. And what sort of questions were you asking today? Can you remember one of them?
About the cuts.
About the cuts. So there's going to be some cuts to some funding, isn't there?
Yeah.
And this is to do with the Learning Disability Partnership Board that you're all members of. And Robin, you're the chairman, aren't you, of that?
I am.
And you actually said something really interesting at the panel today. What were you saying to the panel?
Well, I was saying that I think the Learning Disability Board, Partnership Board, is important. And I love my job, but if things go to plan, the year after next, there probably won't be one.
Oh, yeah, that's the implications of the cuts at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah.
That actually it would cease the funding to support the board, to support your involvement. And what sort of things do you do on the board? What sort of things have you done on the board?
Well, we talked about transport, housing, about getting people who learn disability to speak up for themselves and think of people who's less fortunate than ourselves.
Oh, and what do you think is the reason that maybe people with learning disabilities don't seem to have a voice, as loud as Spot anyway, but don't seem to have a voice? What do you think some of the reasons are?
They are unable to communicate.
Oh.
Communication. And we speak up on behalf of them so they get a voice as well, an equal voice, an equal say.
Well, can I just say, it sounds like you can all communicate, so you want to be careful how you're describing yourselves here. You seem to be pretty good at it, and you did a very good job at addressing the panel today.
Yeah.
And you were wearing, can I just ask, you were wearing, I've taken a photograph of it, there is evidence, hats. With a light bulb on the top.
Yeah.
God, explain to me what the hats were.
So to do with light.
Oh, is it about... you want the mayor to see the light in relation to it?
Yeah. So it was about the mayor seeing the light, was it,
yeah,
in terms of the car?
About bright ideas.
Oh, very, very good. Well, thank you, everyone. I think we'd just like to help. Oh, yeah, go on.
Come on, Sai. You can have your say. We're done now.
Sai, who helps to run Spot and support all of you, he did an actually fantastic speech at the end, didn't he?
Yeah.
And one of the things that he was saying was about how we all need to work together through this process in order to get the best for our community. Sai, I'm going
to... Best till last.
Well, you've left the best shirt till last. I mean, look at that. Sai, tell me a little bit about what's happened today at the panel.
So it's about actually the Learning Disability Development Fund money being reduced by 65% over 2 years. And Spot's funded through that. And actually it's about user involvement, about raising aspirations of people with learning disabilities and them having their say. And the key message we're saying today is actually by working together, we can achieve change and help achieve the savings that the council, care trust and others need to make. And also a call for the statutory sector, so the care trust, the clinical commissioning group, Torbay Council and the hospital to really work together through these really difficult times. And also the volunteer sector to actually really be part of that. And I'm really proud of the people from Spot and the guys here today are the tip of the iceberg because we work with many, many people with learning disabilities, the most vulnerable people in our society.
Yeah, well.
And and they spoke up brilliant today. I'm really, really proud.
Yeah, it's been absolutely wonderful to meet you as well today. Thank you very much.
Everybody's equal.
They certainly are. Thank you so much. Cheers, guys.
Thank you.